in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Live and in living color, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. A lot to get to. A action-packed show scheduled, guests galore. And, yes, this is our last live broadcast of the year, 2019. How strange is it going to be when we return to, say, 2020?
Yeah, it's the last show of the decade, and it's the last time we were at Tour de Pizza. Duh. This is now the only Tour de Pizza left on the planet.
So is it a new name yet? Is it?
So I got all my personal belongings last night, so there's nothing left in that old space. So
that you know of.
Well, yeah, that I remember what I left.
Exactly. All right, first and foremost, let's run down today's schedule. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, the owner, the inventor of Mensch on the Bench, Neil Hoffman, who we will see Monday in Orlando at the Magic game for Jewish night. They will have the massive Mensch on the Bench there on Monday. So looking forward to that. Neil Hoffman coming up. David Feldman, your president of BKFC. The next event has been announced. It's the middle of February-ish down in Miami. Looking forward to that.
Nice.
Hector Lombard, who will be your main event of that BKFC, will be on. Mike Schultze will be on to talk about the upcoming Outback Bowl, Auburn versus Minnesota. And the James Krause, who competed, as did Hector Lombard, in last Thursday's Quintet Ultra, which I know I'm going to get a lot of blast for this, so I'm going to watch how I'm going to say this.
Be careful.
I was looking forward to that as much as, if not more, than the UFC on Saturday night.
How can you say that with three title fights?
It was awesome. The jiu-jitsu thing is awesome.
It is awesome.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Is it because King Mo was in that?
Let's run down some of the names that were in there. Team WEC, Chad Mendez, Glover Teixeira, Mark Munoz. It was great seeing him. Cub Swanson, unbelievable what happened to him. It's awful. Seriously injured. MRI was earlier in the week. Haven't heard yet what happened. And the James Krause will be on the program later. Team Strikeforce, Gilbert Melendez, Jake Shields, King Mo, Babalu Sobral, Jay-Z was in it. Team Pride, all the names that you can't say. Eve Edwards, Hector Lombard, Gregor Gracie, who really wasn't Pride, but they somehow snuck him in. Gomi and Sakuraba. And then Team UFC, Anthony Smith, Anthony Johnson, Sean O'Malley, a slick submission. Unbelievable. Clay Guida and Gilbert Burns. So,
okay.
And it's not just the names, but the names were unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
But the jiu-jitsu itself, and then arguably, and I'm going to be careful how I say this as well, because it appears my legendary sensei is returning from Rio.
What?
David Vieira Silva. I'm looking forward to kicking it back with him in the gym. Of course, I just tore my meniscus, so we don't know how quick that is. But with that said, and I've always said that David Vieira is the best jiu-jitsu I have ever seen. Up until, well, really, I've seen him before.
Right.
But Gordon Ryan is sick.
Wow.
Sick. Came out in the King and the Cape and the Crown and all that stuff because he won the last one. And I think he submitted in under 30 seconds.
Wow.
Submitted, not got submitted.
Right, right.
Fantastic. Good stuff. All right, I do have a pet peeve or two.
Oh, you always do. I didn't expect anything else from you on the last show of the decade.
So I go to the United States Postal Service the other day.
They still have those?
Yes, they do.
It's like the library. It's like they're obsolete.
With what was the box with all the cards that were in it? Not the Rolodex, but you know how if you went to look for
Decimal system?
Well, that's not it, but pretty close. You know, you had to pull this card to find the library book. And it's probably the last time I read a full library book is when I got it from the library.
Sure.
With a library card looking through that box thing. But so I go to the post office.
Okay.
And I go into my P.O. box before I go and send out some stuff, my NTOs and stuff. And there's a little yellow card there.
Okay.
Now, if you've ever been to the post office, you know what the yellow card means. It means there's a box there for you.
Sure.
Okay. It doesn't say anything on it other than my P.O. box. I take it in, long line. I start to walk because the supervisor is in between a bunch of the tellers, per se.
Okay.
And I know that that means she always asks or they always ask, anybody here just to pick up or whatever.
Sure.
And then I always crack up this. They always say, is anyone here to pick up something? No cash, no credit, just pick up.
Okay.
And then somebody goes, yeah, and walks up front. I'd like to purchase 6 stamps. It kills me. It just, it's unbelievable. So I start to walk up to her. An older lady says, where are you going? Who works there? And I said, I'm going to get a box. I can do it. Well, I'd rather go up to her because I know her. I'll do it. So I give her the thing. She's gone 10 minutes. And then she comes back and she says, and I quote, do you know who sent the box?
Santa.
I said, I didn't know I had a box until I came in today. Well, do you have any of the numbers off of the box? Oh. Did you already pick the box up? Because we can't find it. If I already picked up the box, why would I have stood in line to get my box? Right? Well, do you know any of the numbers that... No, moron, I don't. I said, I didn't know I had a box. I didn't see the box. So this young lady said, well, most people know when they're getting a box. Most people know who are, they're sending them a box. I said, I get boxes by the hundreds. Yeah. I don't know who sent it.
Maybe this is my box of 8-Man Strong gear for Christmas.
I got mine. Yeah. You don't get it. You don't warrant it yet.
What are you talking about?
10 years.
I finished out the decade with you. I'm a 10-year lifer. No, I'm a lifer. No,
well, you might be a lifer.
I've seasoned in.
But you're not a 10-year. So then I go to that lady who I wanted to go to first.
Okay.
And I spieled through it. She went and she looked back and she goes, we can't find it. Well, you know, give us some time.
Okay.
I went the very next day, 24 hours later. Needed to go to the front counter. She's there. I said, by any chance, anything on my box? Nope, can't find it. I wished I knew who sent it, right? So that I would know whether I need to be upset. So now I'm doing my deal at the window, and another supervisor comes by, and I say to the guy, should I say something to him? He goes, yeah, why not? So I tell him, do you have the yellow card? I said, all it says on the yellow card is my P.O. box. No, I didn't think it was necessary to bring a yellow card with my P.O. box number on it.
Wow.
Let me think. What should I do? How can I handle this? What's your P.O. box? So I tell him. He goes, well, let me look where it should be. I swear to you on the lives of every human being that I know. He was gone 15 seconds and came back with the box.
Wow.
And I said, she said that she couldn't find it, yet she was too lazy to even go back and look. It was unbelievable, the stupidity.
Wow.
Just unbelievable.
And I thought I only had stupid people here.
No. No, we
I thought I had the exclusive to hiring dumb people.
No, no. We all do, including me. I've hired some pretty dumb... Oh, never mind.
The Naked Pizza Man was a dumb hire.
No, Brandon Harris. It truly, truly was. How much of any did you watch of Saturday's UFC?
Oh, I watched it. I watched what I could because my streaming device was having trouble, but I...
Maybe you shouldn't stream it then. Well, maybe you should pay the $69.95.
Well... I mean, then I'd be a fan.
Did you see the cost went up?
Did it?
Yeah.
What did it go up to?
Starting, I think it went up to $69.95 starting with the next one, which just so happens to be Conor McGregor.
Oh.
I can't decide.
Are you excited about this fight coming up?
Zero.
2020?
Zero.
Really? You're not excited about Conor getting back into it?
Zero. Matter of fact, I was just going to say, I can't decide, do I go to Vegas for the 18th for Conor McGregor or the 25th to Raleigh?
What's in Raleigh?
The UFC, obviously.
Okay.
UFC Raleigh.
Right.
I believe Frankie Edgar's fighting. I mean, it's a decent card.
Yeah, sure.
And it might have to include you if we go to Raleigh because you would be driving us.
Yeah, I always get invited to the ones regionally to the southeast.
Yeah, because you're an Uber.
Right, I'm an Uber.
Everybody at the UFC knows you're an Uber.
I am an Uber.
They all know the...
Henry Cejudo knows that I'm an Uber.
Well, he didn't know it was you.
He didn't. He did. Well, he knew you were.
Right.
But he knew your knockout radio. That's what allowed him to get in my car comfortably, knowing that I wasn't going to kidnap him.
Which is still, well, never mind. You can't even joke about that after you know, what Walt Harris and the UFC.
I wasn't thinking that.
That's, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, but again, and I know this isn't necessarily sports related, it's entertainment related. Going to the comedic side, they say that there is no line. There is no boundary.
Sure.
You know, when you're making a joke.
Of course.
Now that it's kind of hit home to the UFC, home to the MMA world, we both know Walt. Walt is a little bit, knows him a little bit better. Well, let's be honest. I know him a lot better than you.
Not a lot.
A lot.
I mean, you called and he answered my phone. So that's how well we know each other.
A lot.
You don't know.
Yes. You know, he's in that circle of best Harris ever.
Of course. He created it.
He really did.
It's his circle.
Well, he was the original best Harris ever hashtag.
Did you see? I saw the best Harris street house in Breckenridge.
Did you purchase anything? Did you bring back the street sign?
Well, he knocked on the door, and I'm like, well, I know the Harrises, so can I stay here tonight? And then they trespassed me, and now I'm back.
Yeah. Well, and that definitely makes sense, for that. So, card was awesome. The only thing I didn't like is my flight was not 1:55. Like I thought.
Okay.
It was 12:55, and I left seconds. All right. I was in the elevator. Okay. I'm hauling butt. So I ran from T-Mobile through the parking garage, through New York, up to the bridge, run across the bridge, down the escalator, jumped up on a hump because it was a little bit short, cut through the grass, running to my car. Because I have to get the car back. And I made the drastic mistake of renting from one of the car rentals that's a double shuttle. Okay? So you take a shuttle from the airport to the car rental, and then you have to take another shuttle from car rental to the next car rental. So I made the mistake of doing that. And by doing that, I thought that I was going to cut it extremely close, on time. And as I was running, just after I got off the escalator, And I jumped over that little hump thing. Somewhere between there and hitting the street, I popped my meniscus.
Unbelievable.
And I heard it. I know. I heard it. I felt it. Meniscus is bye-bye. And this was after last week and the week before when I made the announcement about getting back into the jiu-jitsu, contemplating taking on the winner of Mo and Joe, the Schmo. I couldn't think of his name.
Were you really going to do like a media grappling tournament with like all the who would win in the world of MMA commentators if we all had a Royal Rumble?
You really don't know. Well, obviously Joe Rogan.
Well, yeah, Joe's pretty good.
I would say Cormier, Eve Edwards.
Are they really commentators? I mean, just because they're doing
Rogan
it now.
Is. Yeah, Rogan.
Well, right. Come on, but like
Eve Edwards is.
Like Arwani or whatever his name is.
All right, so you're saying media watch. Yeah, media. Not
like
former fighters.
Like John Morgan. Like who's out there that would give you a good run for your money, Randy Harris?
With or without my torn meniscus. Because torn meniscus, everybody would give me a
run. Yeah, everybody.
The beauty of jiu-jitsu, the beauty of mixed martial arts is you don't know. You truly don't know who knows what knows, who knows anything.
Like Ed O'Neill from Married with Children.
Exactly.
Al Bundy. Choking people out.
The guy from, or the two guys from, what was it, Bayside High?
Oh, yeah. Zach Morris and Mario Lopez.
Right. They both train.
What's his name? Mark Gunther. Oh, that's our guy. Our Mark.
he was attending bar over the weekend.
Really? So
somebody told me a story that they went into something, and every time that they would go in, they have to get checked and stuff, and he was basically, tending bar there, which is kind of funny. All right, I know I ran way over. Let's go hit this break. When we come back, we will continue the shenanigans, and then at the bottom of the hour, we will have Neil Hoffman on. He is the inventor. He was on Shark Tank. He is the mensch on the bench, and they have a new item, and we will have one to give away, the talking mensch on the bench. That and a whole lot more when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Monster Jam! This is power! This is precision! This is passion! This is Monster Jam! See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Who's going to win Outback Bowl 2020? The SEC's outstanding Auburn Tigers with dynamic head coach Gus Malzahn. Or the Big Ten's powerful Minnesota Golden Gophers with aggressive coach P.J. Fleck. Do not miss the first-time matchup of these highly ranked teams. Big Ten versus SEC. This is going to be great. Be there. Raymond James Stadium, New Year's Day. Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back live from Tour de Pizza, hanging out here. We're all good to go. A lot of things to touch base on. David Feldman coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes. But first and foremost, as we get ready for Monday with the return of the Orlando Magic back to Orlando, we will have the opportunity to meet in person. We've talked to him for the past couple years. We will meet in person on the Orlando Magic hardwood floor on Monday. Let's welcome back to the program, Neil Hoffman. Neil, how are you?
Well, thanks for having me.
Very excited to touch base with you, and because of you, another big hit in the Tampa Bay Buccaneer offensive lineman room with the inflatable Mensch on the bench.
You know, it's amazing that that came about. People have been asking to do an inflatable Mensch in their yard for the past few years, and I licensed it out to a company called Jemmy, created this 4-foot inflatable Mensch, and now Jewish families could celebrate much like their neighbors, and put big lawn ornaments up and have some fun with them.
You know, you and I, when we originally started to talk about this, and I said the same thing to Ali Marpet, you know, in the Buccaneer locker room. As Jews, we don't have a lot of these things. We don't decorate. We don't put lights up. And, you know, my street, all of the Christians celebrating Christmas, and then there's the dark house that I live in, the dark house that the kids live in down the street. And it's the first time that we have been able to put something in the yard during the holiday season. And I'm sure you thought about it, but as a Jew, thank you very much for continuing giving us products that we can use and celebrate.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And, you know, it walks that fine line of, you know, I want to create a new character, a new intellectual property that Jews could have some fun with, rally around, you know, add some more Hanukkah to Hanukkah. but at the same time, not overtake the holiday for what it stands for, which is the Maccabees and how they fought for freedom. So we try and balance those two things, and so far I think we've been able to do it.
You absolutely have. Now, one of another new item that you guys have come out with is taking the Mensch on the bench just another step, and he's now talking.
Yes, he is. We were trying to figure out what would the Mensch say, and we decided the Mensch would be a teacher. And he would have some fun. He would teach people Yiddish. So you press the Mensch's hand, and he tells you some Yiddish phrases, and then he uses them in a sentence. Like, bupkis means nothing. I got bupkis, you know. And, you know, again, Jews have historically known for their great sense of humor, and we're just playing into that.
Tell us a story or two. I cannot be the only Jew that has come to you and told you what this means. You know, tell me a story that somebody else has told you about what these products mean to them and their family and their lives.
You know, especially people with young kids, and if you're not in a Jewish area and you find that all the other families are doing, as you said, the lights in the yard, the elf on a shelf, Santa, the trees, you know, everything, and Jews kind of feel left out, and they want to make Hanukkah a bigger deal. They want to have these kind of magical family moments around it, and we are providing tools to do that. And it is so cool. You know, if you look on Instagram, there are over 10,000 posts with the hashtag Mensch on a Bench now. And to see all these people kind of creating their own traditions, it's been awesome. From celebrities to just regular people and preschools and rabbis, it's been amazing. And then, you know, in the past couple of years, from a sports standpoint, we've just been on this incredible run. We have a partnership with the Boston Red Sox where we did Mensch bobbleheads. We did the same thing with the New York Mets, the Brooklyn Cyclones, the Orlando Magic. We are going to light the menorah on the hardwood floor at halftime this coming week. I mean, just how cool, you know, and we're honored to be a part of that. It's going to be a great event.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to Monday. We are an official station of the Orlando Magic, so we pulled some strings. We're going to come up. We're going to hang out. I'm definitely looking forward to that. Where can people purchase? You know, where's the best place to get it? And, you know, we're running out of time because the first night's right around the corner.
Yeah, and, you know, to be honest, I messed up a little bit this year. I didn't order enough. So Amazon is sold out. Our website is sold out. Target, Bed Bath, Barnes & Noble, and Michaels are the places that you can go get it. We got good representation in the store. We've got Mensches. We got Jewish grandmothers that talk. We've got the mitzvah moose, where when you do a good deed, you light up the little antlers, and the antlers look like menorah. So we're having a lot of fun with the products, and people are really reacting to it. It's resonating with them.
Definitely good stuff. We will be giving away a talking Mensch as well as an Ask Papa. Neil, as always, thank you very much for your time, and I can't wait. We've had you on the program for the past couple of years, but I can't wait to meet you in person on Monday.
And I can't wait to be in Orlando and be part of the game. So look forward to meeting you as well, and thank you again for the attention.
Awesome. Good stuff. That is Neil Hoffman. The inventor runs the whole Mensch on the Bench corporation, and every year, new things, new products, and the four-foot inflatable really is outstanding if you're able to get one. Even if you're not Jewish, if you're setting up that whole display in your front yard, throw a Mensch on the Bench up there too, and let, you know, let's bring everybody together. You know, bring a little Jew over there, bring a little Christian over there, do a little Kwanzaa thing in the corner. It would definitely add to it, and it would make an exciting time for all neighbors to drive by and take some photos. So, all right, we are going to go hit this break real quick. When we come back, we'll get ready for David Feldman. We'll talk a little bit about BKFC right around the corner in February, right after Super Bowl. So they'll be down there, I'm sure, Super Bowl week, talking about some Bare Knuckle FC. Hector Lombard down there, an ATT guy. He'll be coming up shortly. A lot of stuff still to get to. We'll talk Outback Bowl right around the corner as well. A game on Monday. A lot of stuff to get to, trust me. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Down. is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Monster Jam! This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Who's going to win Outback Bowl 2020? The SEC's outstanding Auburn Tigers with dynamic head coach Gus Malzahn. Or the Big Ten's powerful Minnesota Golden Gophers with aggressive coach PJ Fleck. Do not miss the first time matchup of these highly ranked teams. Big Ten versus SEC. This is going to be great. Be there. Raymond James Stadium, New Year's Day. Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song.
I'm just diamond lock. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I know.
How come you won't let me talk about it?
Talk about it.
I mean, with all things that are successful, when you see somebody make it all the way to the Shark Tank, you know there's going to be knockoffs. You know, there's going to be copycats and imitations.
I almost brought it up, but I didn't remember what it was.
The snoop on a stoop.
Yeah.
Like, so is it inappropriate to give a gift if I bring that to Neil on Monday?
Okay. I told you when you said this before, I'd punch you in the face.
But it's a respect thing.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. It's a typical you're being stupid.
No thing. Way.
Yes, it is.
No, because I...
It's
like,
asinine.
What he's done is incredible.
No, it's stupid.
Really?
It's stupid.
Because is it copying, like, it's imitation, stupid. The
it's just,
flattery?
It's
isn't
just
that the,
stupid. It's
snoop on a stoop?
No, I'm not saying what he's doing, but giving something like that to Elf, the guy who invented Elf on the Shelf, the guy who invented Mensch on the Bench, I think is stupid. I might be wrong,
I don't
but
know.
That's what I believe.
I thought it'd be like an endearment of like, hey, no. You know, you've created this niche, you've created this market. It's incredible what you've done. Here's like the copycats and the imitations. And add it to your collection. He'll have it in his shrine. Like,
I'm pretty sure he wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't.
I would be flattered. I'd be like, oh man, they think so highly. They
no,
created this.
I would take it as a dig.
Really?
Yeah. Like I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it. I mean, if I was the owner and I started all that stuff, and you know, but what I would do is I would consider taking that to Mr. Wonderful. I would want to go back on Shark Tank,
okay,
and then show the Snoop on the Stoop or whatever it's called to Mr. Wonderful, because then he would try to sue him for infringement. Right, yeah. And that might be okay.
Mr. Wonderful does like to sue people.
He definitely 100% does. So,
this is the season.
Couple stories. I don't know if you've heard this, but Justin Gaethje,
he paid off the school debt for like two schools, and what an incredible gesture.
Denver students. Yeah, it definitely is cool.
I mean, it's cool. It's great that they do that.
What I think I like, and again, I could be wrong on this, I don't think it's Justin Gaethje that's telling people. It's people found out and they're reporting it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, if you go you do a good deed, if you do a mitzvah, you know, kind of like what we were just talking to Neil about.
Right.
You know, the whole object of the mitzvah is to just do something nice. And sure. I think that's the case here with Justin Gaethje.
Sure. Absolutely. You know,
I've told this story in the past. I remember I got a phone call about a particular baseball player in the Tampa Bay area who was doing an appearance at All Children's Hospital.
Uh-huh.
Well, he wasn't doing the mitzvah. He was doing his court-appointed
community
service. So it's a little different. Justin Gaethje doing it for the right reason, and big ups.
Not taking a dig at Justin, because I think he's a stand-up guy. I know he's a friend of the show. But, I mean, if he really wanted to do it anonymously, like, he wouldn't associate his name with it, right? Wouldn't he have just had like a PR guy just cut a check or do something behind the scenes?
No, what I'm saying is all these posts that you see on Twitter.
No, it's not him.
Are not from him.
But he wouldn't have done it himself, like if he didn't want the notoriety, right?
I don't think so. You don't think of that. I don't think you're thinking, oh, I want to sneak in so the people don't know it's me. It's just, it's not you necessarily banging on your chest saying, I did this.
Okay.
If people are reporting it, that's fine.
Sure.
And knowing Justin the way I do, he's not banging on his chest, you know. He probably hurt himself if he banged on his chest. That's how bangable
he is. How strong he is punching.
He is.
He's got some heavy hands.
And that's why Conor McGregor wants no part of him.
None. Running into 2020, running away. If you can see clearly, you would see that he's running away from Gaethje.
And it's the smart thing to do.
Yeah,
I wouldn't run towards him.
Cowboy's a sensible fight. It gives him a chance to get back in the octagon, get back in the limelight. It gives him a veteran guy that's a credible guy, and a guy that he can beat and probably win. And that's what he needs. He needs that win, that victory to boost his morale.
I got to be honest. I don't care.
I don't either.
I truly don't care. And
would you care, though, if Cerrone would have beat Ferguson?
I don't care about Conor.
If Cerrone was in that top spot where he was like going for the belt, like in that category,
I don't care about watching Conor. I don't care about being there for Conor.
Conor's the best thing in the sport. He's the biggest name in the sport. He's not even in it.
Well, you know, if Colby would have won, he would have become the biggest name.
Probably.
And I truly, truly believe that higher ups wanted Colby to win.
And he's doing it right. I mean, Colby has more.
Well, he did it. He did it right of the wrong things he did.
Correct.
Right?
Just like the presidency. I mean, like, you said the wrong things, the inappropriate things. More people hate you than love you, and more people love you and hate you. So, I mean, is Donald Trump the greatest celebrity of all time? Greatest iconic figure?
No, Rocky Balboa is.
That's true.
I mean, did you see Sly was at the statue?
No, was he?
A couple of days ago, he was filming and something. And he goes, you know, I can't believe my old friend is here. And then the next video he shot, it was like everybody was there.
Wow.
Taking selfies and stuff. And
that's pretty amazing.
That would be, and I don't like the word bucket list, but that's probably my bucket list.
Okay.
I want to take a photo, and really in a perfect world, it's take a photo of Sly at the statue. So that to me, you know, would certainly be bucket listable. So pretty cool on that aspect. Biggest celebrity, you know, I don't know. I know that some people, Mike Chiesa being one, has come out and said some things about fans that are saying negative things about Colby. Yes, everything Colby said, but to wish him to, you know, to have the broken jaw. Now, the funniest thing, and Matt, I don't know if you saw this, but when Colby put something out that he broke his jaw, and Adam Hunter, MMA Roasted, said, no, you didn't break your jaw. Usman broke your jaw. You know, to me, that was definitely, you know, pretty funny. But, you know, good fight. You know, most had it 2-2 going into the fifth. Most people had Colby winning early in the fifth. Big ups to Colby and big ups to Usman to doing what he needed to do to defend and to keep his belt.
That's what champions do. Champions find ways to win in close games, close finishes.
I believe Dana has said that he wants and he's working on an automatic rematch for Holloway. Would you rather Holloway get the rematch, or would you rather Colby, even though Colby wasn't the champ? The only thing going towards, you know, the Holloway is the fact that Holloway was the champ.
But Colby had a belt.
Well, he really
every,
didn't.
Every time he was in a crowd, he had a belt.
Yeah, well, he bought all, it at Kmart. You know,
every time he's holding the belt.
It's really not that big of a deal.
All his photos look just like Sean Harris holding the BMF belt.
Well, no, because Colby never held the BMF belt.
Well, that's true.
So you know, it is a little different.
But, well, with that being said, I would rather see Colby get the fight. I mean, Holloway, I think Holloway's his code has been cracked. Like, we now know what style beats Holloway. You've got to be a bigger guy, a heavier guy, and take away his mobility and his speed. And
wow, it took that fight for you to realize that's what you want to do to an opponent?
No, but seeing it after a Poirier fight, I mean, we now know his weakness, and I don't really, you know, let him recover. He just took a beating. 68
somebody,
leg kicks.
I mean. Somebody came up to him during the scrum or whatever it's called, and the guy goes, I'm from Toronto, and I know you're tight, blah, blah, blah. Can you really get Drake on the phone?
To the Holloway said that?
Yeah, he said it to Holloway. Because, you know, Holloway hangs out in Toronto, and he did stuff with the Raptors. And I guess he does know Drake. Because Drake only knows people that are winners. I would be curious if Drake would take his call now. And that's not a dig on Holloway. It's a dig on Drake.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he beat Brian Ortega in Toronto. I mean, that's where Holloway put on that clinic. But since then, he's on a downward slide.
So Holloway's comment back was, that's pretty personal.
Huh. Okay.
Because you know he can. You know, yeah, he can call him.
Of course he can.
Yeah, so it was like every question that's asked.
Stupid.
Just, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, like, at the same time, these guys are fighting so frequently, and the damage that they're absorbing in some of these fights, you know, I think they need to take a break. I think Cerrone should rest. I don't think he should be getting back in there with Connor. I mean, you know, but you know, who am I to say? You know, it's their livelihood. It's their paycheck.
Big news that came out for the PFL. I'm sure you didn't see it. Rory McDonald has left Bellator.
Okay.
And he's going to PFL after the $1 million.
Wow.
I think it's a big move for PFL.
Sure.
You know, people will tune in. It's a big name.
It's a big name.
And most people would expect him to walk right through and win it. Let's see if somebody can step up and stop that.
Sure. Can I get into the PFL?
Oh, I would love to see it.
I need $1 million.
I would love to...
I'll take a pay cut from the show and go join their organization.
I would love to just watch you get beat up.
Would you really?
I really would.
You tore a meniscus running through a parking lot. Like,
what does that have to do with me watching you get beat up?
I don't know, but it just...
Oh, so what I was saying before you rudely interrupted me, and I'm sure you did because you always do.
That's what I do.
From what I was told, now I didn't see it, but there might have been a little confrontation between Schmo and Ariel Helwani.
Yeah, I think I heard. I've heard there's a little beef there.
Well, no, it happened, you know, because of the call out. And, you know, I don't know if Ariel responded or what he did. But when we got to the jiu-jitsu tournament, or the official wording of it is the Quintet Ultra, some people were concerned that they were sitting in the same row.
Really?
Like these two guys are going to fight at an event.
Can I fight them?
I think they both would beat you.
No way.
Yeah, they would.
Not even close.
I think they would tag team. As much as they might dislike each other, I think they would join forces. It's like, you know, when you put your two fists together, old cartoon style, and they would join forces to take you out.
How about we create a triplet? What do they call it? A quintet's four people? How about, what's a tripleta?
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
You, me, myself, and I. Oh, there we go. That's four of us. You, and then me, myself, and I versus those two knuckleheads.
Well, no, I don't want to team up with you.
Why? I'll carry you with your torn meniscus. I'll carry you across the mat.
How would I look forward to watching you get beat up if I was your teammate?
How are they going
to
beat me up? Those guys couldn't beat me up. Are you crazy?
How do you know?
I know.
How do you know?
I just know.
You don't.
I do know.
You truly don't.
I'm a professional pizza man. I've seen everything. There's nothing you can do in an MMA cage that I haven't seen in the kitchen.
Is there a nicer word I can use than moron? You know, I don't want to offend morons in the world, so I need a different word for you.
I'm just saying. Sign me up, coach. Put me in. I'll take that media challenge.
You're not media.
What am I?
You're a tool.
Okay, so put me in the tool media challenge.
Start a tool department.
Tool department.
Okay.
Aisle 6.
Okay.
I'm bringing the hammer.
No, there already is a hammer, and he was there.
He was at my restaurant. I just tagged his seven years ago in at Tour de Pizza.
You know, he was the hammer too, but you know,
Matt the hammer.
But when most people, old school, OG or whatever it's called, think the hammer, they think Mark Coleman.
Oh, I was thinking the dancer, MC.
MC Hammer? Yeah, you could go with him too. But Mark Coleman helped corner Brown, Matt Brown.
Oh, okay.
So he was there, and I'll tell you what, seeing people and their thoughts on Mark Coleman, and you know, he was the original.
He was.
You know, he was the original badass.
World's most dangerous man.
I truly believe he was. I know that's Ken's
sure.
You know, thing, but the first UFC that I covered in person, UFC 11, was Mark Coleman, and people were scared of him.
Yeah.
They were scared to look at him. They were even scareder if Mark looked at them.
Right.
You know, just a bad, bad dude. And he told me some things about Wes Sims.
Really?
So this is a call out to Wes Sims.
Okay.
Because I texted him, and he's oh so busy, oh too busy. If he doesn't return that call shortly, and everybody that listens to this program, you know how to get a hold of him on Twitter and Instagram and all those senseless things. Somebody better reach out to Wes Sims.
Oh.
Because if he doesn't return something.
And Wes is your boy.
He is my boy.
That's your dog.
He's
that's your boy.
He's one of the old schoolers.
He's hard to come on FCC regulated radio, but he's a great guy.
No, he doesn't. He's not that bad. I mean, he's not Phil Baroni.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I get it. All right, let's stay on track. Let's go hit this break, which will be the last one of this hour, I believe. And when we return, I'm not sure if we're going Hector Lombard or David Feldman. I'm not sure which. I don't know who gets the official segment and who gets when we return. But we'll find out. It's a mystery. We'll find out when we return. Coming to you live from, what's the official name now?
Tour de Pizza.
Just Tour de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Monster Jam! This is power! This is precision! This is passion! This is Monster Jam! See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Who's going to win Outback Bowl 2020? The SEC's outstanding Auburn Tigers with dynamic head coach Gus Malzahn. Or the Big Ten's powerful Minnesota Golden Gophers with aggressive coach P.J. Fleck. Do not miss the first-time matchup of these highly ranked teams. Big Ten versus SEC. This is going to be great. Be there. Raymond James Stadium, New Year's Day. Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
Got a hold of him, huh? A little west of her.
That's a quick response time.
You know, some interesting stuff coming up. In the second hour, in the official BKFC segment, Hector Lombard, Mike Schultze, going to talk a little Auburn, Minnesota. The James Krause talking about everything he did last week out at the UFC. But we're right around the corner. Big things coming to Miami. You've got your jiu-jitsu tournament.
January 24th.
Some little football game is going to be there called the SB, the Super Bowl.
Are you allowed to say Super Bowl?
Isn't that? I think we can say that we'll be broadcasting live from Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's a big announcement for 2020.
Looking forward to that. And then the very next week, we'll be right back down there. BKFC coming to Florida again.
Number 10.
Not only welcome back to the state, but let's welcome back to the show the president, the good friend of ours, Dave Feldman. Dave, how are you?
What's up, guys? Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you. That just got me excited, that intro. That was an awesome intro.
It's going to be a great time in Florida. It's a great time in Miami. We talked about the Super Bowl, but let's talk about, you know, coming back. And Hector Lombard will be on in the next hour to talk about his main event fight against Joe Riggs. It's exciting times, as always, with BKFC.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. We're excited to be in Miami for the first time. The fans are really seem to be really catching on to this thing very, very well. And South Florida seems to be a really good market for us because we're very excited. Tickets will go on sale in about a week. Hector Lombard will be making his promotional debut against one of our veterans and UFC veteran, Joe Riggs. I mean, that fight is just going to be a war. Who knows who's going to win that fight, but I'm excited to see that. And we have the start of the 155-pound tournament. The first two quarterfinal matches will be on this card. We have some really popular Florida fighters. I'm really, really, just really excited to be in Miami for this show. I wanted to do the day before the Super Bowl. It just didn't work out logistically with everything that was going on with the Super Bowl, so we push it back to the 15th.
Now, when will you be in town? I know I've reached out to you, and I know how busy you are. Will you or some of the fighters, I know Hector's from down there, be around the week before and be able to take in not only some of the NFL and Super Bowl festivities, but get on Radio Row and help promote the event for the following week?
100% we will. Absolutely. We'll be there. We'll be down there for, I think I'll be down there Thursday until Monday. So I'll be down there. Some of the fighters will be down there. Jim Ellers lives there. Hector Lombard will be there. And a Florida MMA legend who will be in the 155-pound tournament, Luis Palomino, will be down there. So we have a lot of guys that will be there for that. So that's going to be an awesome opportunity for us. And thank you for getting us in there. That'll be great.
You know, you've been on the program since day one. We're always talking about how often your phone rings, how many people are reaching out. And I want people to understand, it's not just me throwing you softballs and you answering, yes, you're getting phone calls. As I went to this wrestling event or the quintet thing on Thursday, and I went up to a very good friend of mine, a pretty big name. His fight is in the UFC Hall of Fame, Frank Trigg. I mentioned BKFC, and within 10 seconds, he had me calling you, because he wants to get involved. So now yeah, I really do, and I always understood it, but I know how often you're getting calls now.
You know, we're on the inside of this, and, you know, I've never done anything on this scale before. So it's crazy because yesterday I just threw a call out there to Jason Mayhem Miller just to say hello to him and talk to him and see if there's any possibilities. And he was like, first thing when I came out, you know, of where he was, everybody said, yo, bare knuckle, yo, bare knuckle. Like, this thing is legit. Holy shit, I can't believe you're calling me. And I'm like, wow, man, like, this is getting crazy. It's awesome. It really is awesome how far we've gone. I mean, what are we, 18, 19 months into this thing, and we're legitimately a player now. So, you know, it's take our hat off to everybody who supported us again. I say this all the time, but I can't say it enough. Guys like you, your show is amazing. Some other media guys that have covered us since day one, and The team is fantastic. Everybody has one goal. They understand what we're trying to get with this thing, and the fighters come out there and fight their asses off all the time. And I hope I can say that word. I'm not sure if I can. And if I can't, I won't say it again. But they fight their, they fight so hard on this on our events. And that's why we're seeing this thing really has a future. It's not just the big names that are coming in and they're interested in watching that. It's the fight that they're really interested in watching, the undercard fights, the fights that are leading up to these bigger names. They're phenomenal fights, and it's really what the fans want to see.
I know I've asked you this before, but obviously we pick up, you know, hundreds, thousands of listeners in between every time, you know, we're lucky enough to get you on. How difficult is it for you and the team to make that decision? And I'll use Frank Trigg as an example. When I mention it to Frank and he's like, yeah, absolutely, I'd love to. This depends. How much goes into and how do you know when this older fighter, you know, can bring what you need him to bring or her bring to the table as well to be part of BKFC? How difficult and what goes into that?
You know, we do our background on the fighters and see their past couple of fights and see how they've been living. And usually, generally, we peg it. But to be honest with you, like with Bigfoot Silva, I thought he was going to come in and bring it. He did through two or three punches, I'm sorry. But on the opposite end, I didn't think Gabriel Gonzaga was going to do what he was able to do when he came out. So it's not easy to really peg it, but we do our research on these guys. We do our background on what their last couple of fights, how long have they been off, how old are they, how well do they live, and we kind of assess the decision that way. And, you know, more times than not, we're pegging it pretty good.
What I don't know what you can talk about and what you can announce. I know last time you were on, you said big things coming in 2020, a lot of different things coming to BKFC. Anything at the point where you can throw a little nugget out, or are we still too early?
We're a little too early. The only nugget I can throw out is some of the states that open right now. We're in Kansas, Alabama just opened up as well. We're going to be going over to New Mexico as well. I may have said that already. And then we have two Northeast states, and one of them was the last state to legalize mixed martial arts in this great country of ours. And I don't think we're going to have to wait that long for bare knuckles, so I think we're going to be there in 2020. But what we're really focusing on is getting some more of these bigger names and building our own stable of fighters. But we have some really big boxing announcements, boxers that are coming over to us that we'll be able to announce. And I'll break one or two on your show, absolutely, Randy. But within probably right after the first of the year, we're finalizing these contracts. And with the holidays coming up, it's tough. But right after the first of the year, we'll probably be able to announce two or three of these bigger name boxers and hopefully a legend and one of the biggest names in mixed martial arts right now to be coming over to us.
Wow. Big stuff. Obviously, we're definitely looking forward to that. How are you going to be able to celebrate the holidays, celebrate the new year? You have a big event coming up as well. Will you be able to take some time off, not think BKFC?
No time off for me at all. I mean, I wish I could. I mean, of course, we're going to spend some time with the family and do what we can do on the downtime. But, I mean, we're going faster than we've ever went right now. And leading into the second week of January, I'll be down in Florida actually getting married in the Keys. And so I'm getting hit over the head with that every day of what did I forget to do there. So I got to get knocked that out on top of, I mean, we're doing an event every month starting February 15th, March 14th, April 11th, May 16th, going on and on and on. So there's really no downtime. And, you know, I really wouldn't have it any other way. Obviously, I'd like to spend a little bit more time with the kids and the family, but at this point, we're moving so fast that we have to stay on this train and just see where it takes us.
Definitely good stuff. Where can people get more information? Where can they buy tickets? And where in Miami is the event?
The event is actually going to be in a beautiful place at a beautiful location. And probably, you know, the proximity of the place is awesome. It's the Miami Beach Convention Center. It's a historical building. It's updated. It's beautiful. It's just a phenomenal building, but it's where Muhammad Ali actually fought there before. So it's a historical fighting building, and we'll be right there in South Beach on Miami Beach, the Miami Beach Convention Center. Tickets will go on sale right after the first of the year, I think on the 2nd, on January 2nd, and you can get those tickets at BK at Bare Knuckle, bareknuckle.tv. Bareknuckle.tv. You can get that. You can get all the tickets online there, and then all the instructions to watch the fight as well. And there'll be a lot of different locations actually in the Miami Fort Lauderdale area that are going to have the tickets. We expect to sell out fast because these guys are just requesting tickets left and right now. So it's going to be awesome to be in South Florida now. Love it in Tampa. We're going to come back to Tampa probably in the May or June time frame. Love it all in the state of Florida. The support we're getting there is phenomenal from the fans, from the media and actually really from the State Athletic Commission. They're just phenomenal to work with. Again, what a ride we've been on. We're so excited about everything that's going to happen in 2020. And man, it's been phenomenal to be in these kind of conversations now, like that you're in with these legends, that I'm in with these legends. It's unbelievable.
All right, I know we're out of time, but I'm going to make a corporate decision, Matt, and everybody back at the studio. One of the items from Mensch on the Bench that we're going to give away today, whether it's the talking Mensch on the Bench or the Ask Papa, Dave Feldman, you just won it.
Congratulations, buddy.
Awesome, my man. Thank you very much. Awesome. I appreciate it.
I'll talk to you soon. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. And we'll talk to you soon. All right. Dave Feldman, everybody, the president of the PGA. Do what? Oh, he's already gone. All right. We're at the top of the hour. Let's hit the break. When we come back, hour two cannot be as good as hour one just was. We'll be right back.
Then she stood in the street, smiling from her head.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.